feeling his prayer. Love the Lord with all my heart. I'm willing to obey Him. Yet, realize there are a lot of ministers here. I said before, I sure came to learn, came to be preached to. But I too want to fulfill my duty. I need your earnest prayers. I'm kind of new at this. I've been in ministry very long, about 7 years. But I've tried by the help and grace of God to let my life be a ministry to the people. And I surely love to obey the Lord. I'm well acquainted with Him. I'm sure there are many of you here that don't know me. But I do know the Lord, and He's my friend. And I'm not ashamed of Him, no where I go. So the little thought that I have on my heart is awake. I realize if ever there was a time that we need to be awake and alert to the conditions that are around us now, it is now. If there ever was a time, the saints of God need to be at prayer, need to be concerned about the situation that our world is in. It is now. We're all concerned and touched with the drug problem, this adulterous problem, the drink problem, broken homes, many, many things round about us. It's not way off from us that we read about and hear about it, but it's right in our homes and right around us. We're concerned about it. And we surely know if there ever was a time that we need to be awake and alert to these conditions and pray about it, it is now.
Amen.
So as we look into the Word of God, we ask you to pray earnestly for us, because we feel very inefficient to do anything without the leading of the Lord. We want Him to have His way in our lives. We realize that doubts and fears, thinking others could do more than we, have held us back down through the years. But we promised the Lord by His help and grace that we were going to obey Him. We don't want to be lazy for the Lord and don't want to move out. We realize that we consider that we have members of our body, some of them, we think of the members on our hand, how every one of them is important. There are some that look like we can use better, but this little finger is just as important as the others on our hand. And if we can use this little finger, God can use this little stammering tongue as He see fit. I realize that I can't do anything of myself. I'm solely dependent upon God. So pray for me that the Lord will have His way in the service. Let us look to the 51st chapter of Isaiah. And about the 7th to the 9th verse, He's telling us here how we need to awake to righteousness. We want to be able to be alerted to the things that go on round about us. Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, and that is the saints of God. We know righteousness, and we know what it means, but there are millions that do not know. And He wants us here to be awakened to know righteousness. The people in whose heart is my law, fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their reveling, for the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, and I certainly intend for it to be within me as long as I live upon this earth. I want to be able to represent the Lord in every manner that I know how. I'm not ashamed before my family or wherever I go to let them know that I love the Lord. I'm standing firm. A lot of peculiarities they may think that we have about us, but I know that I read the Word and I understand what the Word says, and I want to obey the Word regardless to criticism. So pray for us that the Lord will have His way. All right? But my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. Awake, awake. He's talking to us. Put on strength, O arm of the Lord. In the generations of old, or thou not it that has cut Rahab and wounded the dragon? Down through the years, we've read how the Lord has worked among his people, how he's brought them through in crucial times. And we know he'll do the same today. All of us have times in our lives that we know none other but God have brought us through, have helped us out. And we need to cry loud, spare not, wake up. Tell the people that there's a God above that does hear and answer prayer. A God above that will solve your problem no matter how long you've had it. No matter how far in sin you've gone, there's a God above will hear and answer prayer. He will make you white as snow. He's able to cleanse and heal the vilest sinner. Let us not give up because of these hard conditions. We realize God is the answer to the drug problem. He's able through the mighty divine power of God to just solve that problem if we'll hold on in prayer to God. Let us not give up because of these situations. I believe with all my heart that what his words say, one could put 1,000 to flight, two could put 10,000 to flight, but it's going to take prayer, it's going to take fasting, it's going to take sincere living before God to be able to get these things worked out. Let us not despair. We realize cancer is a killer. There are a lot of people right around us, in our families, have these cancers. We know this, but we don't have to feel that they're going to die because they have a cancer. God is a healer. He's able to heal cancer just like he can heal a cough or a cold. We don't despair when you get a cold. Cold can go into pneumonia, take you away just as quick as cancer. But let us realize God is the answer to these serious problems. We're not giving up in defeat. We mean to go on down deeper in the things of God. Look to the Almighty and believe the God that saved our soul is able to heal our bodies, is able to heal our hurt feelings, our hearts, and make us strong soldiers for God. Oh, how we love the Lord. He's brought us through many things, and we love him so much. And surely mean to cry loud and spare not. Lift up our voice like a trumpet and show my people the transgressions. He's told us to do that, and we mean to do it. Too long we've been silent and quiet. We mean to glorify God in our lives and tell of his wondrous works, what he's done for us. We can read about it, but we can have a personal experience with God. We can tell you things that the Lord has worked out in our case. We can go back to what he's done for Job. But we need some Jobs today that can be willing to say, though you slay me, yet will I trust in you. Right in afflictions. When we go through hard places, we can need some Daniels and say, the God that I serve, I know he's able to deliver me. Help us to realize that those people back there lived in their time. They didn't know about the drug problem, no doubt, then. Didn't know about so much cancer being so prevalent. Didn't know about our children slipping away from us, no matter how much you pray, going out into a world. Mostly those older people there, their children could be under subjection of home. But we have some major problems to face. And it's time for us to wake up, cry loud, stand up, be able to do everything that we know. The Lord has taught us many things through his word. He's dealt personally with us and worked out our personal problem, so we don't need to go down in defeat. God is able to solve our problems. All right, let us look at the 52nd chapter of Isaiah. I believe there's another few scriptures there. It said, awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. And if there ever was a time we need to put on strength, now is the time. Oh, Jerusalem, the holy city, from henceforth, there shall no more come unto thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise, sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus saith the Lord, ye have sold yourselves for naught. Ye shall be redeemed without money. For thus saith the Lord God, my people went down aforetime into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrian oppressed them without cause. We know how that back there, how the Egyptians oppressed the children of Israel long ago, and how they went through hardships. But didn't they get deliverance? Yeah. God knew about it, and he sent Moses down there to deliver them. God is still working today. Those people cried unto the Lord. We must cry unto God now for this drug situation and realize He's able to deliver us. We don't believe that so many of our young people are going to have to continue to go out unprepared to meet God, because we can reach God on His throne and pray to Him that these situations would stand rebuked in the name of the Lord. But it's going to take some real sincere living and praying to God. God will hear and He will answer His people. He's not going to turn His back on us. I often tell the children at home, I don't believe that I'm going to continue to call on God and He just turned His back and won't hear me. He promised to hear me, and I'm depending on Him to hear me, and I know He's able to solve these problems. Let us continue to look to Him by faith, dear ones. Continue to know that He will see us through. There's another scripture in 1 Corinthians 15 and 34. If you find that first, you might read it. 1 Corinthians 4, I believe he tells us to wake to righteousness and sin not. All right, go right here. Wake to righteousness. That's right.
I speak this to your
shame. Wake to righteousness and sin not. All right? He wants us to be awakened to this. But there are little old things around about us that we need to get rid of, because those things, if we are knowledgeable of it, they will become sin. Yes. His words say, he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. If we know that we're not supposed to continue to keep up things that's not right in the congregation, I don't know a thing about what's going on here. I don't ask. We have too much to pray about of our own, and we don't have time to dig into what goes on around here. But I know that there is entirely too much talk among the people of God. There is entirely too much indifference and cold shouldering. If we come together as a group to pray and earnestly look to the Lord, we can be awakened, and these things will not continue to go on. The Lord wants us to be a people that's come packed together, that will be able to see eye to eye, be able to cry loud, spare not, lift up our voice like a trumpet, speak the same thing, speak the truth in our heart. Don't be deceitful. These things are going to keep us out of heaven if we continue to let them go on. I know that we're living in a time that we do have crucial problems, but some of these things are hindering our prayers from going through. So let us awake to this, that too much talk among the saints, too much against the minister, against the pastor, too much of this is causing problems in congregations, and it's hindering our prayers from going through. And the Lord will hear us if we will cry out, spare not, and awaken to these things and realize what's going on around about us. These are serious problems. Souls are going out to meet God unprepared. And whether they're in your family or not, they're hitting somebody's family. And we need to really look to the Lord that this thing will be completely destroyed. The Lord is able to break the power of this old drug. He's able to stop the growth of this old marijuana. I know the Lord is able to help in these situations. So let's continue to look to Him by faith. Awake to righteousness and sin not. We don't have as much knowledge as we have of the Lord and what the experience we've had with Him. We don't have to have these little things around about us. And I'm not fussing at you either. I'm just telling you some things that I know that has gone on that's not good. It's an unhealthy situation many times, and we need to cry loud about these things. Realize they're just little things, and they may be just a little uncovered, but they can hurt. Sometimes it's keep ministers and pastors awake all night nearly praying about little conditions like this, when there are others that are sick and bound with other problems that need our prayers. We're just little old things, little hurts and hurdles. We need to get them out of the way. And the only way we can do this, to be awakened to this, we just need to snatch the cover off the devil. He's a sly, ugly devil. He works every way he can. He'll get right under the cover, right in families, and try to work. This thing is going on, and we know it. There's too much sex problems going on right among families. It's grievous. It's heart-rending. I know this thing can be stopped. Oh, we need to pray. We need, as the song, I appreciate that song so much. It said, it is time to pray. It is time to pray, if there ever was a time that we need to really pray to the Lord. And not only just call on Him, but believe what we're asking Him for, and live to all we know and all we understand that these problems can be solved. I don't believe in just backing off and feel like, well, this is cancer. Well, you know, he's on drugs. you know, she's on drugs. Yes, but what are we going to do about it? Sure, it's a major problem. But don't back off of it. Our God is greater than all of our problems. And we know He can solve those problems. So we are concerned about this. We work with youth in our congregation. And we hear a lot of things. One of them, brother was getting ready to go to college. He said, I sure want you to pray for me. Just make me alert to some of the situations that's going on right in the schools. We want our children to have better education, but we don't know what we're sending them off into. The last time I went to, when my daughter graduated from college, I went there, couldn't hardly sleep. We went in one of the dorms, one of these co-ed dorms. It was the most awful thing. I tell you, it really hurt me, even though I was glad to see her get her diploma. It hurt me to realize the situation this child had been in. And we need to pray for them. We push them out there and send them and want them to get better education, but we sure need to send them with our prayers behind them and look to the Lord to help them out. I was in a situation this week where I was up in Oregon, and behind the house where I lived, where I was, all night long, going in and out, and as late as 4 o'clock in the morning, little children giggling and laughing, and just keeping 4 o'clock in the morning. This is pitiful. This world is in a pitiful condition. Let us awaken to what's going on. It may not be our children, but those little children haven't been taught. There's somebody that's had these children that don't care about them. And they just kind of let them go and let them loose. Don't know what it, but nearly every few minutes, somebody's knock, knock, knock on that door till 4 o'clock in the morning. And children still wake. And I heard one laugh. I said, well, Dan, how long was you up last night? You know, it's just fun to them. But this is serious. Yes. Serious. As Brother Warren often says, some of these people are going to be marrying our daughters and our sons. They go and go to college. You don't know what kind of home they come from. All they know that their affections fall on them. And you get that, you're going to have problems, problems, problems. But we need to continue to look to the Lord. Let's look at Ephesians. I believe I finished that there. Let's look at Ephesians 5 and 9 through 16. Wake, awake. I believe this is ever, if there ever was a time we need to wake up, it's now. He's wide awake to what's going on. Let's not be unwise. He tells us to be wise. Know what's going on. Be concerned about it. Don't just talk about it, but take it to the Lord in prayer. Poor little children don't ask to come here, but some of the conditions that they are in, it is something to see, something to behold. Children that don't pay no more attention to their parents. Tell them, I don't want you to do thus and so. They don't even quit walking sometimes. Just go right on. I can't say a word. Now, that's serious. Because if they don't mind the parents, they're not going to mind the law. No. They get out there, get them a hot rod, and the sign says stop. They just want to scoop right on through there just like nothing. Don't have to do it. Didn't have to mind at home, so don't have to mind the law. If you don't see the officer, not going to stop. And they go right on through the light changing, cause many deaths. So we need to continue. Look to the Lord in these sad, sad conditions. All right, it says, are you with something?
Spirit is in all goodness.
All right. Let's see, Ephesians, I believe that's 5.
5 and 9.
That's it.
For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness, yes, and truth.
And we that are saved, we know what the fruit of the Spirit is. Love, meekness, kind. We know that. And we're going to be responsible for what we know. We know what it means. So, all right. It says, fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving that is acceptable in, unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. We can pray for them. We don't have to have any part of it, but we can see what's going on, continue to be concerned about it, take it to the Lord in prayer. All right.
But rather reprove them.
You know, if we get a chance, we can see the situation going on. And he tells the older to teach the younger. You may not be able to talk to the parent, but sometimes if you can just get up there, that little child, and let him know that God loves you and tell them something about the Lord, it'll help them so much. I had the privilege of reading to little children in a nursery for about a couple of years, and it was the most rewarding thing that I have had in quite a while. Those little children are just hungry for the truth. And
yes.
They first had some little material they brought out there for me to read, but I knew if I was going to stay there, I wasn't going to read theirs, because I had material from the print shop that I wanted to read to them. I wanted to get the real truth to them. And I would read to them, and every one of them just sit there and just listen. I taught them the little songs out of the Beautiful Way, and they just loved those little songs. And it was just, and even the teachers, I could tell they were getting something too.
Yes.
Reaching them too, they looked like they hadn't heard this before. And I see them now after I had the accident in my car. I had to give that up for a while. But those little children are hungry for the truth. This is news to them. And if we can just reach them sometime right around in our neighborhood and let them know that God loves you.
Yes.
And don't you know you shouldn't be doing this? You don't have to go at them at, you know, in a harsh way. Just let them know that God loves you. And if you have something that you can just pass on to them, you'd be surprised. They adhere to that. They're little and they haven't gotten out there and gotten on to hard things. They'll kind of listen to you and they'll have respect for you, you know. So I love to work when their little hearts are tender and they just will listen and they'll just love you, you know. Or remember going that time too and they just right around your legs. They made me fall one time. They're just all hugging me and trying to get around me. So I know that we can help in some way. And if we can start on them while they're young, it surely will be a blessing. Because when they get old and get out there and get tangled up and touched with this kind of old sin life, it's hard to get truth to them. Blinds their eyes, hard for them to get anything to them. But we still pray for them. The Lord can touch their hearts and help them out. All right, where were we now?
12:30.
All right.
Why, it is a shame to even speak of those things
which are done in secret. It is pitiful. It is. It's a shame to even think of the things going off when I lay there at night and think about, Lord, I know if these things touch us as people of God, I know that you're concerned about what really is going on. Because you see, nighttime is the time they get up. They ready to go out. You think, used to be 9 and 10 o'clock is the time for young people to come in, but that's the time they begin to go out now. That's the time, and it's a shame what go on. I know the Lord knows. You hear plenty. It's right across the street. It's not way away from us. It's right close, right around us. And it's surely, one morning I wakened when I was at home, about 1:30 in the morning, I kept hearing these voices. These two little boys just sitting out on the driveway, just talking. I watched them for a while. Finally, they got up and went on around. I think they were really planning to get up into the apple tree or whatever they were. After they went on around there, and then they came back, and they didn't stay long. They just got and went on back around. I suppose they lived in the neighborhood. I didn't recognize the children. But you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, little children look like to me, the parent would know where they are. But do you know, sometimes the sad situation is they don't know where the parents are. Don't know where the parents are. So we really have some serious problems. But this is the kind of world that we're living in, and we need to be awakened to the situation and cry loud and spare not. Be concerned, because some of them won't make heaven. But if we continue to do our work and get all that we can, the Lord will surely reward us for our effort. I want to keep faithful to the Lord. I want to keep pressing on my upward way. I realize they're pitiful, pitiful conditions that around about us, but we need to concern ourselves with it and really know that our God is an able God, and whatever touches us, we know He's touched much more, to realize that this condition is going on among His, around His people, and He wants us to cry loud about it, be alerted to it, and realize what is going on. Did we finish that, Sister Ruth?
13:36. But all things that are
received
are made manifest by the light.
Yes.
Well, whatsoever does make manifest is light.
That's right.
Wherefore he said,
awake thou to sleep.
Awake thou to sleep. Arise from the dead. And
Christ will give thee light. Time for us to really be alerted to these situations, concerned about it, not just realize, talk about it and realize what's going on, but concerned enough to pray, and Lord, what can I do? What can I do to help the situation? I'm sure that we'll come up with some way that we can help in our neighborhoods or those that we come in contact with. I remember a sister in our congregation. There was a time that whenever she just go down the street, she said, get ready to meet the Lord. Get ready to meet. She'd talk to the young people. Get ready to meet the Lord. And if she had time, she'd call you aside. She'd pray with you. you know, but she's trying to get her little work done. She's gone on now, and wasn't much she could do, but she always said that, well, son, get ready to meet the Lord. I know that plenty of them in the city remembers her from that. Just tell them, get ready to meet the Lord. They may think you don't have good sense, but you just keep doing your little bit for the Lord, because soon we'll pass off the stage of action and somebody is going to remember something that you said to them about the Lord. All right, in Romans 13th chapter, there's another scripture there. I'm just starting this off. Now, if somebody else want to go on from here and preach the message, it's just all right. But this little thought is what the Lord has given me. I believe in when the Lord gets through to get through. I'm not very long-winded, and I don't like to mull around to try to entertain you. When the Spirit is through, then I'm through. All right, 13th. Let's start at 11, singing that knowing the time, it is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer. And when we believe, we're getting closer to our eternal home. And we know what time that we're living in. And knowing the time, it's high time. We'll wake out of sleep. All right? The night is far spent. Time is running out, dear ones. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. And let us put on the armor of light. And let us walk honestly as in the day. Not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. I believe the Lord wants us to live comfortable. I know He will. I believe the saints ought to be the cleanest people. And their homes and the way they carry themselves, the way they dress, I believe they ought to be attractive. I don't believe that we ought to just go sloppy in just any kind of way. And, well, I'm saved now, so I don't have to comb my hair. It's all right. They accept me. I believe we ought to take care of these things. But, you know, we need to be concerned about the situation that is around about us here and not be so concerned about material things. We have to have these things, but these things are going to perish.
Yes, yes.
But the soul of man lives on. It lives on in eternity somewhere. And many of them are going to be in judgment. And many of them don't know about the real, true way. So if we, as a few people here, we can't reach the masses of the people. But if we can reach and awaken us that are here to do our very best, in our neighborhoods, in our cities where we live, to try to help to awaken this sleeping generation. They are asleep in sin, and they need to be alerted to what is going on, that your soul someday is going to have to stand before a just God. You're going to have to give an account of the life that you're living. Let us warn our children and our children's children to realize that one day you're going to have to stand before God. God is not pleased with the way you dress. He's not pleased with the way you live. He's not pleased with the habits that you've taken up. One day you'll have to stand before Him, give an account of that soul is going to go out. And I know many times they say, well, I'll have many friends down there, but there is no friendship in hell. We will not meet with friends down there. Those people are not friendly, they are not happy, and they won't be either. So if that's where you headed, where you think your friends are going to be, we need to tell them you are sadly mistaken. There's no friendship there. When you go there, you're going to be writhing in flames of despair, tormented, and without ever any light entering, won't have no chance. Prayers will not help you. Nothing will get you out of that place. They need to be awakened to this. Impress this upon their hearts and minds and help them to realize God is going to hold you responsible for what you know. And if you know better than to do that, you need to stop it. I have come in contact with situations right in my own family that have grieved my heart. But I have not failed to tell them. And I want them to know. And I tell my children and grandchildren, you don't have to listen, but I have to tell you. I have to tell you. I am responsible to tell you the truth. And I do it in love. I am concerned for them to go out and meet a just God, knowing that they are not prepared. I'm praying all the time, Lord, spam, help them to make it so I feel like it's my duty to tell them. I desire your prayers. This is my burden. I love young people. I've worked with them for a number of years. And I'm concerned about them, but I want to be able to help more in a greater measure. I send out letters, I send out tracts, and I send out poems, whatever I think will be good for that particular soul. I try to do that, to do everything I can. But yet, it looks like it's so little that we can do. Still, they go on, just go right on, look like heedlessly. So I want to just be do everything the Lord wants me to do. I want to be alerted to the situation and do everything that I can, so their blood will not be required in my hand. Pray for me that I'll keep faithful. If there's a soul here today that's all wrapped and tied, bound in habits with the can't help us, I want you to know God is able to deliver you. He sent his son Jesus to cure the can't help it. And he's able to take care of you. Whatever your situation is, he's able to take care of it. So pray for me that I'll keep faithful and I'll keep busy for the Lord doing the little things that he'd have me do.